When I and my new love, my true love, got married, our love, our true love, very nearly miscarried. And one of the chief, the contributory factors, was when my dear wife fell in love with a cactus. On me wedding day, me Auntie Ivy bought us both a little pot, a plastic whatnot which contained a spiky cactus. At a present it was tactless, but my wife, my life, my golden girl, she loved it from the start. Though it was old and mouldy, she took it to her very heart. My Snow White, my Aphrodite, my pocket Venus, 'twas then that this venomous thing came between us. When we had so much to delect and distract us, oh, why did we cherish a perishing cactus? At first she just felt sorry for this horrid, squalid, lumpish parasite. A rash compunction for her feelings got beyond her. Every day she grew still fonder, till this prickly, tickly little squirt got the house all quashed. Rent unpaid, my teeth up made, my shirts, my socks not washed. My poor heart was bleeding from multiple fractures. A dupe and a boob and a cockle to a cactus. She gave up her duty, her food and her slumber, for that potted hedgehog, that son of a cucumber. In spite of all her care, lavish blandishments, the creature still declined. It pined for something, it defied all kind of fertilizer. It began to fade away and die, and only I know why. I recognize the state, for it's a fact that what that cactus lacked was a prickly little soilmate. The feelings of grief on confined to us only, like me, that poor vegetable was just lonely. For they need the very same things which attract us. So I went and bought him a little lady cactus. We placed them spiky cheek to spiky cheek upon our kitchen windowsill, and then withdrew. We knew true love would take its course, and we perforce had something similar to do. And truth to tell, well, well, within the hour, my auntie's anti-social plant put out a happy cactus flower. True love is in bloom now, and everything's very nice. No spikes, my far-sighted old thorns up our paradise. My family's flourishing, and now, and in fact, I have dozens of kids and 100 little cacti.